A good friend of mine is an instructor for a corporate jet aviation training center. And he was telling me that most of his time training a new pilot is reviewing the Quick Reference Handbook. That is basically a manual for emergency procedures. The first few minutes after an emergency are critical. Failure to act quickly can lead to confusion, panic, and even worse. So the manual is comprehensive and covers everything you need to do. But the emergency procedure manual won't do much good tucked away in the back of the plane. It must always be readily available. Read continuously, studied, reviewed. And any critical action items must be committed to memory. That sounds a lot like another often dusty emergency procedure manual that we as Christians sometimes keep unopened and tucked away in a bedside table. But of the many manuals that we have for daily living, which one do you choose to spend the most time? Well, the theme of this meditation from 2 Timothy chapter 3 is about choosing to be guided by God's manual. Choosing the Bible to teach you what is true, correct your mistakes, making your life whole, and training you to do what is right. But do you ever feel tempted to write your own manual, your own set of rules, or spend more time seeking human wisdom from worldly manuals? You are not alone. Me too. So you are in the right place, and may the Lord be with us. But for now, begin your meditation by finding a place to be alone, quiet and still, a sacred shelter, a time to receive the guidance of the Eternal Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue on now in this time of awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, I choose to believe in your word. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction. And Heavenly Father, I choose to believe in your word. Whatever was written in earlier times was written so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And Heavenly Father, I choose to believe in your word. What was written in earlier times was written so we might overflow with confidence in the promises of God. And Heavenly Father, I choose to believe in your word. For a moment longer, linger in this time of choices, choosing which manual you will follow for teaching, correcting, and training you to do what is right. Remaining in this sacred shelter, become aware of where you turn in times of stress. Your instinct, maybe your intuition, perhaps even other manuals that the world offers as guidance. Well, for now, consider what other choices you have for guidance, teaching, correcting, and training. God often uses writings in addition to Holy Scripture to teach and guide us. Things like Bible commentaries and Bible studies and sermons. Perhaps even guided audio meditations from Scripture like Encounter. So which biblical manuals do you use? For another moment, center on turning to Scripture as the foundation to prepare you to do every good thing. Begin to center now on the gift of God's Word to you. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to your breath. Deep belly breaths. Be mindful of each breath. Note the purpose of each breath. The inspired and surpassing excellence of each breath. Each breath centering you on breathing the words of God. Your mind will surely wander, but please feel no condemnation. Rather, return to your breathing and whispering the words, Heavenly Father, I choose to believe in your word. Center on the word of God as your focused prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, from the New International Reader's Version, is a portion of a letter by the Apostle Paul while imprisoned in Rome. He felt abandoned and recognized that his earthly life would soon end. So these last words to be a reminder of the importance of God's Word. But for now, imagine the letter as a personal note of encouragement to you. Oh, my dear friend in the faith and follower of the way, I know you have many places to go for guidance, but remember that God has breathed life into all Scripture. It is useful for teaching you what is true. It is useful for correcting your mistakes, making your life whole again, and training you to do what is right. By using Scripture, you can be completely prepared to do every good thing. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, listen once more for the emotional impact this passage has on you. God has breathed life into all Scripture. It is useful for teaching us what is true. It is useful for correcting our mistakes. It is useful for making our lives whole again. It is useful for training us to do what is right. By using Scripture, the servant of God can be completely prepared to do every good thing. So what is still lingering in your mind from this reading? We'll take this next minute for that to become your deeper contemplation. listen once more, but now choose to center even deeper as you contemplate on this wider passage from the Christian Standard Bible. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed. You know those who taught you, and you know that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the people of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you hear or feel after listening again? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the English Standard Version, reflect on the passage now as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord God, help me to remember what I have learned and have firmly believed. Help me to lean on your sacred writings, which are able to make me wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. I know that all scripture is breathed out by you and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that I may be complete and equipped for every good work. I celebrate and claim your word now in the name of your Son, my Savior and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What do you want to hear from God at this moment from His Word? Well, take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer, and take all the time that you need or desire. Have you ever found yourself in an emergency, turning to worldly words for guidance before opening Holy Scripture? Well, please feel no condemnation. You certainly aren't alone. But take some time now to rest in imaginative contemplation and see yourself in the cockpit of that jet you just learned to fly. Everything is fine. Straight and level flight. And suddenly, you hear a buzzer. Several of them. Note how your body reacts. Now lights begin to flash, and your training teaches you to reach for the emergency procedure manual. You quickly find the page relating to that buzzer and that flashing light, You follow the directions it gives you, and then the buzzing stops. All is quiet again. How do you feel? Well, take this next minute and play that through your mind again, but now sitting where you are now. How close is God's manual? What buzzers and flashing lights are you experiencing in your life right now? And do you know where to turn in the holy manual of God's scriptures? Well, take this next minute for this to be your deeper contemplation. As God is sending you out into the world, be aware of buzzing and flashing lights. What procedures do you follow, and do you know where to turn in the manual for guidance? Consider, too, who in your life has found themselves in an emergency, and how might God use you to help them find the guidance, the teaching, the correcting, and the training they are seeking from Scripture. Contemplate on that as you receive this prayer of benediction to remember that God has breathed life into all Scripture. It is useful for teaching you what is true, correcting your mistakes, and making your life whole, training you what to do what is right. By using Scripture, you can be thoroughly prepared to do every good thing. So may you choose the words of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the power of God through His Word at this moment and always. And no matter whether at first or last light, remain here for another moment longer, whispering, Heavenly Father, I choose to believe in Your Word, choosing to follow the words of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.